Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin sheriffs are anticipating more arrests on marijuana possession charges in areas near the borders with Michigan and Illinois, such as Vilas County. Although the rules in those states are changing, possession of marijuana in Wisconsin is still illegal. Michigan legalized recreational sales earlier this month, and the drug becomes legal in Illinois this week. The arrests are expected to increase because people don't understand the changes. And a Wausau woman is telling a story of another person's generosity during the holidays. Tammy Mecca says she was surprised at the cost to mail root beer and granola bars to her husband while he's serving in the Middle East. A good Samaritan tapped her on the shoulder and handed her a $100 bill saying, "I hope this helps." Mecca says she and the clerk started crying. Now she wants to thank the woman who boosted her spirits during the holidays. And officials of the state's Tavern League hopes New Year's Eve revelers take advantage of a free program tonight to make sure you get home safely. The Tavern League Safe Ride Home program began in 1999. Tavern League Executive Director Pete Madland explains how it works.
Anyone that's eligible at a Tavern League member establishment to get a ride home if they're feeling impaired, just ask the bartender, and the bartender will arrange for a ride home.
64 Wisconsin counties have a Safe Ride Home program. Two that don't are Forest and Florence counties. Madeline says the goal of the Safe Ride is to eliminate drunk driving on Wisconsin's roadways. The program is dependent on whether the establishment is a member of the Tavern League and the program. Madeline says no tax money is involved. He says it's funded through fines levied on drunk drivers by the court, and local Tavern League members raise money for the Safe Ride Home program. A Marinette County judge has sentenced a former volleyball coach to more than 9 years in prison as part of a plea agreement. 42-year-old Jason Naminsky agreed to plead no contest to 5 of 22 counts he faced. Sexual images shared between Naminsky and an underage girl were flagged by Facebook Messenger last October. When investigators in Marinette County identified the victim, they were able to find evidence on her phone and a smartwatch. And in other news, the Ozaukee County Sheriff's Office says an online tip suggests the Mequon man who caused a fatal accident by failing to stop at a stop sign may have done it on purpose. 19-year-old Adam Gertz is accused of saying "no cop, no stop," meaning he wouldn't obey the stop sign because the police weren't around. 56-year-old Glenn Lewis was killed in a crash in the town of Cedarburg last summer. Gertz made an appearance in Ozaukee County Court on Monday. And state officials are warning some Wisconsin driver's license holders that DMV offices are going to get even busier than normal this year. Most of those licenses don't meet the federal standards for real ID, meaning you can't use your driver's license to get on a commercial flight or enter a federal building or military base after October 1st. So far, only about 40% of Wisconsin residents are carrying real ID compliant products. And a Wisconsin man is a victim of a deadly pedestrian crash in northeast Minnesota near the Grand Casino Hinckley. The Minnesota State Patrol says 33-year-old Michael Yost of Balsam Lake was walking on Highway 48 Saturday night when he was struck and killed by a pickup. The accident report says Yost was walking near or in the traffic lanes of the roadway when it happened on snow-covered roadways. The weather forecast for this afternoon, there's a chance of scattered flurries, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with temperatures falling to about 18 by 5 p.m. and some gusty winds. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 6. New Year's Day, partly sunny, high 28. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.